The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
We head to a weekend where we're trying to figure out if the Braves are going to be able to handle the Brewers. Mike, we'll be keeping an eye out on that. Also, preseason game number two for the Falcons, front and center. And it's interesting because we were saying, all right, with no starters, you know, getting some legitimate snaps in this ball game, what are you watching for? Look, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but that comment about we're two plays away from Cooper Rush being the starter is real. I need Cooper Rush to play well. I'd like to see Jack Strand continue to, you know, get positive reps.
Evolve,
Mike.
Right?
Yeah, because he didn't – guys, he was up there for 2 days, and we went from seeing him every day at practice almost early in the camp, taking almost all the snaps, to they get up there and he doesn't do anything. Like, not because they didn't want him to, but they needed to see Michael Penix in 7-on-7, and they needed to see Tua against another team in 11-on-11.
Right, and then Cooper Rush got the other reps. So still a chance. Again, my feeling would be, again, how many quarterbacks are you going to carry? I think you have to carry three.
Yes.
On the roster. And then that's basically a guy that, look, somebody in the scouting department saw this kid, said he's got potential, and I'd like to see him, you know, stashed and dashed on the practice squad, and hopefully nobody, you know, snakes us on him. Because I think there's some potential. He's still raw, but if you went to practice, guys, up at Flower Bench, or you'll watch this weekend, you'll see he's got moxie, as Arch would say. He's got some balls. He's got a big arm, and the big glute can run in there. I mean, he's not as swift as a guy like Josh Allen, but he'd be like a poor man's Josh Allen if it ever panned out.
I want to see, too, Mike, some of these second and third team guys. Can these guys block? I mean, can we block anybody?
Well, that was it. I mean, the Broncos, it was a jailbreak. Every play, it just seemed like really, really struck. Until you got down to, like, the Broncos' third and fourth string, there was just nothing good was happening.
Yeah. So those are things, again, with the starters not necessarily getting snaps in this one. And then defensively, you know, you talked about the fourth-string defensive back that they kind of did that video on.
Yeah, poor A.J. Woods, man. They're clowning this guy as he gets juked out of the frame. Super slow-mo. I mean, but again, the odds are long that he's going to make the team. Disappointed we're not seeing Avion. You know, this is similar, I said earlier today, talking with Daniel Flick from the AJC. A little bit reminds you of Jalen Walker last year. Jalen had, like, some soft tissue stuff.
Yep.
As Carl says down in Texas, they call it a groin injury. But in the case of Avion Terrell, he's missing valuable reps right now. You know, for a guy that, you know, if the most optimistic was, we'll have two Terrells starting out there. I don't even think he's going to get to start at nickel.
You might be right, man, because practice time does matter. And most of these guys are coming back healthy. I mean, we really hadn't spent a lot of time. But, you know, again, Clark Phillips, Billy Bowman. There's a bunch of guys still out here that are vying for that nickel spot. Offensively, Mike, too. It's more than just scoring points. Can we just put a nice drive together, you know?
Well, Cooper Rush had the big drive of the day. I think he got like 60-some-odd yards and whoop, pick six.
Pick six.
So, as we said, the Denver game could have been like a one-possession game, at least one score. And then if you didn't watch it, it was like, oh, big whoop. But it was an ass-kicking, and it just didn't look good. And Tua misses the snap, and everything went wrong.
Yeah. All right.
Kendall Daniels, by the way, that's another guy we're all big fans of. And looking to see him. Look, I know if, as far as the pecking order – it's kind
you
of,
like him to start next to Diablo?
I would love to see him. You know, again, but he's technically backing up Divine Diablo. They've given him the green dot. Yep. He's been the defensive captain at times. But watch for number 53. That's Kendall Daniels on Saturday night from Oklahoma. We had a great conversation with him 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and the reason the green dot has been on his jersey is because Diablo's not out there. Diablo is the green dot guy when he's healthy, but he's not been out there. He did practice these last few days. But you're right. They got to figure out if it's going to be Harris or Daniels or is it Perkins?
Right.
Mike, who's going to be that other linebacker next to Divine Diablo? I said Divine Diablo. We will figure that out. But these are just some things that you should be watching, guys. And we've just brought up the right tackle thing in our fact and fiction. Okay, if it is one of these two guys, somebody, the cream's got to rise here, right? I want to see a good performance from that particular position in this particular game.
I mean, like, edge rush, run the football. You know, we're not going to see – again, none of the starters, guys. And then the debate will be how many starters would play in the final preseason game.
Friday. Yeah. I got to tell you, I expect to see everybody. Mike, we're not that good.
Stefanski has said he wants to see his starters in week one and week three. So that's what he said.
Yeah, I just, you know, we hadn't won anything.
Well, you wanted some continuity. To Day-Day's point, the offensive line has not been good.
Yeah.
And it's strange because we have a good, you know, PFF metrics, all the rankings, the Falcons are in the upper third as far as running the football, pass defense isn't as good as pass blocking. But still, we're thinking, wow, us with Bill Callahan, we're going up to new heights. Unless, like I said, it's Bill's unorthodox approach. Was he having the parking lot wax on, wax off? I don't know what he's got these guys doing, but hopefully it gets better because it's got to.
All right, before we get out of here, a quick update. What's going on with the Braves, man? Well, doing anything?
It's 2-0 Milwaukee, and again, it has been the pitcher's duel. The game's going rather quickly, but it's just tough because you need these bats to get lively, but you got a guy throwing 100-mile-an-hour juice, and he's probably going to win the Cy Young in Mizrowski.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see how this series plays out. We'll be talking about that on Monday. Also, we're counting down to the start of college football. You guys believe next Saturday? It's all real. Like, these games matter. And by the way, if and when once they do expand the playoff, which they will, we're going to get rid of this week zero thing, right? That'll go away. And
yeah, that's supposed to. So, like, you know, there's only a limited, I think, like New Mexico State's playing Florida State. There's smaller games. But, yeah, when we get to the new format, everything starts in earnest all at once.
Yeah. And by the way, that's not happening. If you're just joining us also, Mike, real quick on the judgment that came down college football.
Yeah, man, we had the law. The judge, again, you if you're keeping track, you have a fantasy circuit court judge, fantasy league, but the judge in Louisiana gets trumped by a judge who's got a bigger robe and a higher bench in Colorado, which said, no, you cannot give that eligibility of the fifth year of the guys in the 2022 class. So everybody who was thinking of coming from a practice squad in the NFL to college, not happening.
Yeah.
So common sense right now, a win for the NCAA. But more legal battles to come.
All right. Big shout out to all the go ahead.
I'm just going to mention the only other story of note. We were talking about it earlier. Klay Thompson. He gets his contract bought out in Dallas, and he's going to go sign with the Heat. It's been reported by Shams Charania. So the Greek Freak, Bam Adebayo, and whatever Klay's got left.
Yeah, they need help. I said that was an incomplete team, and you know, with the LeBron decision to go to Philly, I think ultimately he made the right decision. Not telling you they're going to win it all, but the Heat need some help down there. And again, we'll see if Pat Riley maybe makes some more trades as the season moves along. I was going to say, man, a big shout out. As Day Day and I and you and O were talking about high school football across the state tonight. Mm. Not just Corky Kell, even though you'll hear a Corky Kell game coming up after Chris gets done. Enjoy, man. This is a great time for parents. And Day Day, I know your son's playing. And so good luck to all the parents out there and the sons that are participating. It's just a fun time of year, man. And when high school football starts, it feels like fall, even though it doesn't feel like fall outside. All right, man, we got to get out of the way and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9.
Oh! The Game. So I think both things are true.
No. One thing is true. Two things cannot be true.
Hey, go check out the interview, man. Daniel Fleck from the AJC, our boy B-Mac. B-Mac from CBS. Mike, both of them had different perspectives on the Falcons.
Right.
Both very interesting as we get, you know, more preseason under our belt. But they're online at Odyssey.com, and you can hear Steve Koonin as well talk about, I said it feels like some of these owners are flipping houses in the NBA. He said, nah, that's not the case.
Private equity is good. Again, you don't want those knuckleheads involved with your college program, I don't think. But, you know, the only time it would ever get weird is if they get enough, you know, folks, I guess, if you have if there's a voting block and you're in, it's not like it's a boardroom. I mean, the owner owns the team. But where it would get weird is if somehow they gain control of the team and then look out, fans.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're only in it for the bottom line, not necessarily winning.
And that's what I don't like. All right, Day Day, great job all week, man. Executive producing the show. Big O keeping us online. Stay tuned. Turtles got you covered. Mike Bell, let's start our weekend, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, remember when Sergio lost his ish at the Masters this year? When he was slamming his club in the ground, he banged up a cooler, he was just losing his mind.
Yeah.
They're now saying in an article of the Financial Times that Garcia's rage-filled demolition and just acting like an idiot at the Masters, for which he later apologized, may have been the straw that broke the camel's back. Pardon the analogy, since I'm talking about Saudi Arabia. With Yasir al-Rumayyan, who is embarrassed as the governor of this private investment fund, the public investment fund for the Saudis, that basically said that's it. And the fact that the guys from LIV weren't really doing anything at the Masters, that may be where the decision was made to pull the plug on LIV Golf from the Saudi investment.
Did you see what DeChambeau said? I hope they give us another year. Come on.
Another year
of
10 tournaments? Get out of here, man. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Hey, as we talk about the Falcons, don't get down. Season hasn't started yet. I know we're all anxious. I know we want to see results. I know you want to feel like you know exactly what's going on in due time. But let's not get crazy. We haven't started the season. Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're diddling around at WNBA games.
They diddled around with it so long they ran out of time.